Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. I know, another day, another whirlwind of emails, deadlines, and that one coworker who always seems to leave their coffee mug precariously balanced on the edge of the desk. Ever feel like life is just a never-ending game of, don't spill your coffee? ? But hey, before you go down the rabbit hole of stress and caffeine jitters, let me tell you something. Stoicism isn't about becoming a robot who doesn't feel anything. It's about developing that inner strength to navigate life's chaos with grace and composure. And guess what? A big part of that is practicing self-compassion. Yep, you heard me right. Self-compassion, the kind that says, hey, it's okay to mess up, we all do, instead of beating yourself up over every little stumble. In today's episode, we're diving deep into this powerful Stoic practice and how it can help you become a calmer, more resilient version of yourself. Think about it. When was the last time you were super hard on yourself? Maybe you missed a deadline, made a social faux pas, or just felt like you weren't measuring up. We've all been there, right? But imagine if instead of berating yourself, you took a deep breath and said, okay, this happened. It's not ideal, but it's not the end of the world. That's the essence of self-compassion, acknowledging your struggles without judgment, offering yourself kindness and understanding, just as you would to a good friend. Now, here are 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock the power of self-compassion in your daily life. 1. Stop comparing yourself to others. Social media can be a major culprit here. We're constantly bombarded with images of seemingly perfect lives, leading us to feel inadequate and envious. Remember, everyone is on their own journey. Focus on your own path, celebrate your achievements, big and small, and remember that social media often only shows the highlight reel. 2. Recognize your negative self-talk. Pay attention to those inner voices that constantly criticize and belittle you. Are they helpful? Probably not. Challenge those negative thoughts with positive affirmations and remind yourself of your strengths and past successes. You're way tougher than you think. 3. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can help you detach from racing thoughts and anxious feelings. Take a few minutes each day to simply breathe, notice your surroundings, and appreciate the little things. It's like hitting the refresh button on your mental state. 4. Forgive yourself for mistakes. We all make them. Instead of dwelling on past blunders, learn from them, acknowledge your growth, and move forward with kindness. Remember, perfection is an illusion. Embrace the beauty of imperfection. 5. Treat yourself with care. Just like you'd take care of a loved one who's feeling down, extend that same compassion to yourself. Engage in activities that bring you joy, get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, and prioritize self-care. You deserve it. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your friend just bombed a presentation at work, the kind where they completely blanked out mid-speech and could practically feel everyone's judging eyes. How would you react? Would you pile on with criticism or offer a listening ear and some words of encouragement? Chances are, you'd choose the latter. You see, Stoicism teaches us to apply the same kindness and understanding we extend to others towards ourselves. When we stumble, instead of beating ourselves up, we acknowledge it, learn from it, and move forward with grace. Just like that friend who bombed the presentation, you can dust yourself off, take a deep breath, and remind yourself. Okay, not my best moment, but I'll get through this. And trust me, when you start treating yourself with the same compassion you'd offer a dear friend, you'll feel a shift. You'll become more resilient, less reactive to stress, and ultimately, happier. Remember, self-compassion isn't a sign of weakness, it's a strength. It's about accepting yourself fully, flaws and all, and embracing the journey with kindness. So go out there, be kind to yourselves, and don't forget to join me tomorrow for another dose of daily detachment.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.